Sheila Kaus is the manager of agricultural services for the MD of Greenview, and she joins us on the line today. Sheila, thank you very much for joining us today. The Tall Buttercup Workshop happened in Little Smoky, and you were a presenter there. How did things go?
We had quite a few people there. Considering the weather, it's harder to get people out when it's dreary and raining, but very engaged landowners asked lots of questions and made some really good connections.
Now, you were one of the speakers at said workshop, along with a couple of others. How were the speakers and their presentations? I know you're going to sound a little biased here, but I do understand.
Well, we had Daryl Chambers from Bayer presenting on chemicals that they provide, and Vaughn Lucian from Corteva Science, Agricultural Science, presenting on herbicide options that they have. And then I presented on the programs that the MD has available for ratepayers to try and help them get control of this weed.
What are some of the programs that are being offered through the MD of Greenview?
Well, new for this year is the Rural Acreage Owner Program. With this program, it's the municipality working with landowners who couldn't otherwise access herbicides to control some of these noxious and prohibited noxious weeds. Now, Greenview has cleared 20 reimbursements annually to take the Rural Acreage Owner exam. Encourage people to contact the office to get more information, and hopefully we can get people signed up.
Now, I understand there's a new herbicide to possibly combat the buttercup called True Range. It's with the herbicide. How much do we know about that herbicide?
True Range is actually pretty well known. The concentrations of the active ingredients are similar to Navius, but my understanding is that the price point is much more attractive for our range and pasture beef producers, livestock producers.
Now, I understand with herbicides like this and with pesticides like this, you know, some concerns are raised by, you know, some farmers and some agricultural industry workers regarding pesticides and herbicides. How safe is this herbicide to use?
Herbicides such as these have a friendly environmental profile, but with every herbicide you have to follow label directions, and that's how you're going to get the most effectiveness and ensure its safety.
Now, the buttercup workshop itself, with the buttercup, how much of a problem has this been over the last little while, especially in northwestern Alberta?
It's a challenging weed because it can spread quite quickly through water that's going over the landscape, and that's very frustrating to producers because it can colonize a large area. So if you have a producer who is trying to control his tall buttercup, but you don't have community buy-in with all of the neighbors, it's very hard to make progress. It really needs to be a community-driven effort, and that's what we're hoping to get going.
Where could people gain more information on either combating or so with the tall buttercup that have it maybe a problem?
Well, feel free to give the Greenview Agricultural Services Office a call. You can also check out Alberta Invasive Species Council's website. They have some fantastic fact sheets and information on that website as well.
The tall buttercup, now we're sort of labeling it a problem here, but can it be not a problem at the same time? Could it be a benefactor to people in the agriculture industry?
The problem with tall buttercup is that it has oils in the plant itself, so when livestock feeds on it, it causes blisters in their mouth, which reduces the rate of gain, which directly impacts the producer's bottom line. So I don't see it being beneficial in that respect. Additionally, it can be quite invasive in our green zones and woodlands. So, and then that's crowding out other native flora and fauna.
Now, you mentioned the beef industry as far as this is concerned here, Sheila. Will it affect possibly us as consumers to said beef when unfortunately those buttercups affect the beef industry and affect the beef that could be for the future?
It doesn't impact human health, if that's
okay.
what you're referring to.
Yeah.
It just affects that rate of gain. So there's plants that are known as increasers in pastures and hayland, and that can lower the quality of the hay that's produced in hayland, and it can take away the forage from the animals, making that land less productive and impacting the economics of the livestock producers. So it's definitely something that should be controlled.
Now, the buttercup is one of many, I guess, invasive species that one in the agriculture industry has to worry about. How much of a worry do we need to be with, not specifically the buttercup, but invasive species in general, heading into the summer, the fall of 2022, and beyond that?
It's a great idea for people to be aware of invasive species and call 310 Farm if you see some, or Alberta Invasive Species Council, or your local municipality. Agricultural service offices are very concerned about invasive species, and one of the things that we're trying to do with the Weed Control Act is combat these invasive species. They can end up costing billions of dollars to the agricultural industry, and it's in everyone's interest to report them and try and get them controlled.
Sheila Kaus is the Manager of Agricultural Services for the MD of Greenville. Sheila, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.